I would like to share with you some breakthrough prayers and scriptures. These breakthrough prayers and scriptures are designed to expand your view of God, to see the vast possibilities set before you, and to break any bondages that have limited your destiny or prevented personal revival. Ezra 9:8-9 says, "And now for a little space, grace hath been showed from the Lord our God, to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may enlighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us all a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem." We can be revived in our bondage. You know, they say it takes 21 days to break a habit, and I've compiled 21 breakthrough prayers and scriptures to go with them to help you break bondages and break through to what God has for you in the area of blessings. Spiritual replacement theology teaches us the necessity of replacing the evil with the good. Also, it's interesting, it took 21 days for the angel to break through with a message from God to Daniel. So I encourage you to pray silently and aloud these prayers. Blessing and favor upon a new year. This can be for the start of a new year, either spiritual or physical birthday, or when you start praying these prayers and reading these scriptures. In Jesus' name, by the power of the blood shed on the cross, by the authority of the scriptures, I proclaim a mighty blessing upon my life, now and my future, and all that pertains to my life, my health, my home, my finances, my friends, and my church. I proclaim this year to be a year of favor, blessing, new spiritual power, increase, expansion, fresh anointing, and great personal breakthrough for the glory of God. Blessing and favor upon my life. I stand in awe of your faithful and merciful hand upon my life. Year after year, you are my hope, my future, and my anchor. I believe your word that says your eyes are always upon me. You watch over every step I take, every prayer I pray, and every trial I encounter. You fill me every day with your presence. You crown my year with your goodness. My paths drip abundance. My decisions are protected by your grace and mercy. Your hand of blessing and favor rests mightily upon me. You surround me like a shield and defend me from my enemies. I know you have planned great things for my life, and my future is awesome because of you. Bless me. Enlarge my realm of influence. Keep me from evil. Blessing and favor upon my finances. Thank you, Lord, that I have received instructions from your word on how to order my finances. I am blessed so that I can be a blessing to my family, my church, my friends, in the household of faith, and my world. I have made the decision to put you first in my life as well as my finances. I have committed the first 10% to you and also will be generous in my surplus. I thank you for your faithful provision, for the windows of heaven being opened in my life, for the barns filled with plenty, for the pressing down and overflowing of your amazing blessings. The continued force of your blessings has created a supernatural breakthrough in my finances. You have rebuked the devourer. Thank you, Lord, for the flow of grace toward my life. Blessing and favor upon my faith. I thank you for the courage, Lord, to stand on my faith and to use my faith as you create power in and around my life. Lord, give me resoluteness in my stand on your word, confidence to take heart in the darkest hours of life, and faith to persevere against all odds. Do not let me faint in the day of adversity because my faith is small, lose heart, or become faint-hearted. Let me be persuaded that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or imagine. You are able. You are my God. My life is in your hands, and I trust you completely. Lord, give me the faith that receives everything I need, faith that triumphs over everything I face, and faith that finishes the race you have set before me. Let my faith generate spiritual breakthrough, a faith that sees the invisible, believes the incredible, and receives the impossible. Blessing and favor on my marriage and family. Lord, I pray you deliver my soul from the lies and attacks of the enemy that would sow wrong thoughts or wrong thinking, and that would cause a wrong perspective on my marriage. I align myself to your word, O Lord. Your word confirms marriage to be holy and a God-made institution, a marriage between one man and one woman, a marriage that is to last a lifetime, a marriage that is to bring forth children who will become a blessing. Lord, I believe that even my worst days are never so bad that you cannot reach into my marriage and change me, make me, and restore me. Lord, help my spouse and I to have oneness. Lord, bless my marriage, my children, and grandchildren. Lord, provide that right mate for my children. Lord, bless my life, my marriage, my family, and my home. Create a lineage of blessing that will carry the blessing of a godly marriage and family. Blessing and favor on my work. Lord, I ask specifically that you bless the work of my hands. Bless and put your favor upon my job, my business, my career. Teach me to work heartily as unto you, not man. Teach me to put my whole heart and soul into my work, to serve with integrity, to obey and respect those in authority over me, and to make the business prosper. Lord, give me a diligent heart at and for my work, a working hand with careful attitude. Help me to be industrious, accomplishing what my responsibilities require of me. Provide me with creativity and new ideas. Create a personal breakthrough around my job, my business, my work. Help my work to be fulfilling, satisfying, and exciting, bringing glory to you. Blessing and favor on my thinking. Lord, I pray that you would help me align my thought life to you, your word, and your Holy Spirit. I know my thoughts will determine the level of my spiritual health and ultimately my spiritual destiny. Lord, teach me to weigh my thoughts and choose those thoughts that are pure and pleasing to you. Help me, Lord, to win the battle over the evil or dark thoughts the enemy desires to throw toward my mind. Lord, teach me and enable me to control my thinking, to guard my thoughts, and to resist the enemy of my soul. Convert my mind, alter and mold my mind according to your word. Create in me a new thought process, a new thought discipline. Let there be a breakthrough in me to renew my mind and think the thoughts of you. New spiritual power to resist the enemy. Lord, grant me the spiritual understanding of how I can resist the enemy through the power of Jesus' name. God, you are my shield and my refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. When the enemy comes against my soul, the Holy Spirit will raise up a standard against him. The Lord will be my strength, and I shall not be moved. I shall stand my ground in the day of battle. When my soul is attacked by a series of unusual bad experiences, irritations, and small calamities, I will resist the devil's lies by standing with my spiritual armor. I shall not be moved, for greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I pray the word of God. I submit to you, O Lord. I resist the devil and command him in the name and through the blood of Jesus to flee from me. I draw near to you, Lord, with a pure heart and a faith in your power. New spiritual power to stand in the gap. Lord, today I respond to the call of the Spirit to become a gap-standing prayer person, to be prepared and equipped by the Holy Spirit, to intercede with power and stand in the gap for the many needs that I see arise. Holy Spirit, come and fill me. Anoint me and guide me in prayer, intercession, for you are the best prayer partner. You know exactly what to pray and how to pray. Come partner with me today. Fill my mouth with your words, for you know the end from the beginning. You know the will of God in every circumstance. I choose today to stand in the gap and persistently call on the name of the Lord with a fervent spirit, petitioning you with an all-consuming passion, centered immovably upon your word. Lord, create a powerful breakthrough in and around my life. New spiritual power to be cleansed. Lord, I desire a new dimension in my life for new spiritual power. I desire to make room for more of you, Lord, by reviewing the old and taking away the impure. Cleanse me, Lord, from secret faults. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Purge me and purify my heart, O Lord. Come visit every room of my house. Enter and take control. It all belongs to you. Fill these rooms with a new presence, a new word, a new song. Fill me with your treasures, O Lord. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Come, refiner's fire, and burn away all the dross. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring to my mind anything and everything that I've done, knowingly or unknowingly. Cleanse me by the power of the blood of Jesus. Create in me a new spiritual momentum that flows freely from a cleansed life. New spiritual power to focus on God. God, come visit me and reveal yourself to me by and through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Reveal your ways and your truth. Breathe into me your very thoughts and words, for you desire to speak with me and I desire to hear your voice. Unveil your purposes and teach me your ways. Lord, I today set my heart and soul to seek you and know you, and you have promised that you will be found by those who seek you with all their heart. You desire, O Lord, to be actively involved with my life. You are never indifferent, cold, or disinterested. You are eager to be with me and to guide me, to protect me, love me, forgive me. Today I focus on you and ask for a new spiritual momentum in my prayer life. New spiritual power to break through. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray with great faith that the new doors you have for my life will open. I will break through to new life opportunities and new anointing by the power of the Holy Spirit. I will remove all long-standing obstacles through faith, prayer, and fasting. By faith, I stretch toward the new challenges you have set before me. I will not draw back. I will not lose heart. By faith, I will destroy any obstacle that hinders progress, and I will advance beyond all previous limitations. I will not quit, give in, or give up. I will not retreat, back off, or step down. I will not shift into neutral, take a break, or do nothing. But by God's grace, I will break through and move ahead with supernatural strength. New spiritual power to reach the lost. Lord, I pray for a new understanding of hell and a new commitment to reaching people with the gospel. Lord, make me a willing witness. Give me divine appointments with people you have already prepared to hear the gospel. As you work through me by the Holy Spirit, give me divinely arranged meetings to touch people. Lord, give me eyes to see the multitudes of people who have multiplied needs, multitudes of people who are in desperate places, people who are spiritually confused or spiritually lost. Lord, use my life to touch people today and every day. Lord, I pray for the lost, the prodigals, the deceived, the bound, the depraved mind, and those trapped in any way by the devil. Release them and let them go in Jesus' name. Create in me a new intensity that will trust you in the lives of these people. New spiritual power to be specific. Lord, I take this time to turn my focus away from myself and turn it to you. Deliver me from the distractions, problems, and details of living in this world. Let me remember that you are God. You are the creator of all things, and you have the power to grant my request. Lord, give me faith to be specific, asking for those things I see and for those things I cannot see. Give me an eternal perspective on life and the things I pray for. Holy Spirit, come and fill my mind with God thoughts. Reveal to me what I should pray for. Give me faith to be specific and to hit the target I aim for in my prayers. Fresh anointing on my personal vision. Lord Jesus, give me the vision I should have for my life. Give me the faith and courage to dream big. Expand my thinking with your thoughts. Lord, place some vision seeds into my life. Water them and let them grow to full maturity. Lord, lead me in those paths you have ordained for my life. Give me the relationships that will help create vision momentum in my life. Keep me from associating with faithless, unbelieving, small-minded, and small-spirited people. surround my life with faith people, those with a no limitation vision or capacity. Lord Jesus, let me dream those dreams made by your workings. Let me have the dedication needed to pray for those dreams to be fulfilled. Enlarge my vision today. Anoint me with fresh new hope for the future. I surrender my life to your hands, knowing you have determined the best for my life. Fresh anointing on my church leadership. Lord, I pray a fresh anointing upon all our church leaders. Anoint them with a spirit of tenacity and resolve. Strengthen them so that they will hold to the vision with steadfast determination. Anoint every leader with new, fresh God thoughts that are above and beyond the thoughts or ideas of men. Anoint every leader with the power of the Holy Spirit to do all they are called to do. Refresh them today in body, soul, and spirit. Send the Holy Spirit today to lift them up and encourage them. Lord, anoint them with a growing mantle of leadership to accomplish your work. Protect them and build a hedge around their marriages, their families, their health, and their spiritual well-being. Let them receive from you a strong heart to finish the work with faith and integrity. Fresh anointing on my church vision. Lord, I pray a fresh anointing upon the vision you have given my church. Do not let us shrink back from the greatness of your vision for the church. Let us see the vision clearly and progress toward fulfilling that vision continuously with faith and persistence. Give me a heart to support the vision in every way. Give me the strength to participate with all my heart in the fulfillment of our vision. Let the leaders of the vision see and feel my heart and faith for the vision. Lord, give me courage and faith as we face the challenges and take risks in pursuing the vision. Lord, I believe you brought me to this church to enlarge my vision and to enlarge my spiritual capacity. Thank you, Lord, for a church with a big vision and the faith to go after it. Give me the passion, motivation, and energy to accomplish this vision. Fresh anointing on my prayer and worship. Lord, I pray today for a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit upon my prayer and worship of my church. Lord, help us to sustain a prayer atmosphere through intercessory prayer in which every believer faithfully participates in fervent prayer at all times for all things. Release the supernatural powers of God in an obvious and awesome manner. Help me, Lord, to add to our prayer spirit and prayer atmosphere by being a prayer person. Lord, anoint our worship with a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I will praise you with my whole heart. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. I will exalt you with my words and with the lifting up of my hands. For you, Lord, are holy, and you inhabit the praises of your people. Come today and invade my life with your presence. Come invade our worship times at my church. Honor your people with your presence. Fresh anointing on my world vision. Lord, give me a heart and faith to pray for the nations of the world to be reached with the gospel of Christ. Give me a God-sized vision of the world. Make me a world thinker, a world prayer, a world giver. Lord, I claim the nations as my inheritance and the ends of the earth as my possession. Lord, I pray that every nation will receive church planting and church leadership, training missionaries who will see churches planted in every city, village, town, and province of every nation in the world. For the earth, every tongue, tribe, and people is the Lord's and all its fullness. The world and all those who dwell therein belong to you, O God. Lord, remove the veil of unbelief that is stretched over many people. Destroy the dark covering over the people and the veil that is spread over the nations. Lord, I see these people coming to Christ. I see the gospel penetrating the culture. I see a great multitude that no man can number of all nations, tribes, people, and tongues standing before the throne of God. Thank you for moving in all the world and making me a world vision person. Fresh anointing on my faith for miracles. Lord, I believe that you are the God of miracles. Give me a heart of expectation and an attitude of faith that says God can, God is able, God is willing. God, nothing is too big for you which shows your greatness, and nothing is too small for you which shows your loving kindness. Teach me, Lord, to develop a belief system that believes nothing is impossible with God. Lord, let your ordained miracles be in me, around me, through me, and me myself. Lord, I believe you will have miracles prepared for me today and every day, miraculous and life-changing. A miracle is on its way to intercept me right now. I'm looking for these miracles, believing, reaching, praying, and expecting. Lord, I see miracles coming my way in my finances, my relationships, my physical body, my job, my family, my life, and me. Lord, let me receive things beyond my seeing, things beyond my hearing, things beyond my imagining, things you have prepared for me. New visions, new dreams, new passions, new miracles are coming my way. Lord, I accept your supernatural working in my life and my future. Let the miracles begin. Fresh anointing on my personal life. Father God, I receive this day a new, fresh, powerful anointing upon my life, a yoke-breaking anointing, a prayer breakthrough anointing. Father God, let your Holy Spirit come upon me mightily today, upon my body, soul, and spirit, upon my mind, will, and emotions. Anoint my life with Holy Spirit power. Let the oil of gladness rest upon me. I receive today your divine enablement to fulfill the vision you have for my life. Give me the strength and might to overcome the enemy, to exercise your authority in every situation, to see your kingdom come and your will be done today. Overflow my life with your fresh anointing spirit. Empower me today to do your will. Amen.